This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If you live in Northwest Ohio, can you imagine any better weather? Wow. Wow. It's pretty nice. Pretty nice these couple of days. So as we worship and rejoice together, may the Spirit of the Lord bless you with joy and peace and praise. And happy Father's Day to all the fathers amongst us, and pray that you have a blessed day.
In 1 John 5, verses 14 and 15, it says, "And as we are confident that he hears us whenever we ask for anything that pleases him, and since we know he hears us when we make our request, we also know that he will give us what we ask for." Continue to pray for one another and lift one another up this week, and feel free to join us in our call to worship. It's called In Jesus' Name, God if Possible.
I speak the name of Jesus over you. In your hurt and in your sorrow, I will ask my God to move. I speak the name because it's all that I can do. In desperation, I'll seek heaven and pray this for you. I pray for your healing, that circumstances would change. I pray that the fear inside would flee. In Jesus' name, I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I pray miracles over your life. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. I speak the name of all authority, declaring blessings, every promise he is faithful to keep. I speak the name no grave could ever hold. He is greater, he is stronger, he's the God of possible. I pray for your healing, that circumstances would change. Inside of thee, in Jesus' name, I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I pray miracles over your life, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Today, I pray miracles over your life in Jesus' name. I pray for revival, restoration of faith. I pray that the dead will come alive in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Our opening scripture this morning comes from Deuteronomy chapter 30, beginning with verse 11. Now, what I am commanding you today is not too difficult for you or beyond your reach. It is not up in heaven, so that you have to ask, who will ascend into heaven to get it and proclaim it to us so we may obey it? Nor is it beyond the sea, so that you have to ask, who will cross the sea to get it and proclaim it to us so we may obey it? No, the word is very near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart, so you may obey it. See, I set before you today life and prosperity, death and destruction. For I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commands, decrees, and laws. Then you will live and increase, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to possess. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you sent Jesus to walk the path that you laid out for us, and you've given us the Bible to light the path. I pray today that you let the truths of the Bible grip our hearts. I pray that you would lead us in your ways, follow your commands, and show love to others that resembles the way you love us. Amen.
Please stand as you're able. As far back as the Old Testament in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5, and recorded in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, these passages read, and feel free to join me, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. Deuteronomy 10:12 goes on to say, what does the Lord your God ask of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Please join us in the song, Love the Lord. I saw a post the other week that has kept me thinking, and it said, long before Zacchaeus couldn't see Jesus, the tree was planted to meet his need. Ephesians 1:4 says, "For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight." God knows what we need, just like that tree for Zacchaeus. What has God provided for you that you now realize was put into place before you needed it? Please join us in "He Knows My Name."
It's 651 in the red hymnal. Words are also on the screen. A student is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for the student to be like his teacher, and the servant like his master. If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, his wife and children, his brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. And anyone who does not carry his cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, "If you hold my teachings, you are really my disciples." Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. A new command I give you: love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. You may be seated.
I invite children to come forward for the children's message. Good morning. Some of you have some nice, great-looking headbands or hats there on. Look pretty good. See some stars. Creativity. Do any of you ever think about what job you might want to do when you get old enough? You think about a career. What do you think you might want to be? A what?
A doctor?
A doctor? A teacher?
A cook?
You want to be a dishwasher, don't you? Daniel and Philip have been helping me wash dishes at community meal. They know how to run the dishwasher in the kitchen. So I thought maybe, but not for life. Understood. understood. Well, you have plenty of time to think about what you might want to do as you grow up. One of the aspects about what we want to do is about doing good work. In our reading from Colossians this morning, what's that? You want to help Papa work. Good. Was Papa you or Grandpa? That's what I thought at the shop. Okay. To do good work. Paul is writing that we need to do good work. And what does good work really mean? Maybe if you are in school, you had to turn something in or you took a test and you got 100%. And, you know, they said, good work. Has that ever happened?
Work hard.
Work hard. Excellent.
Having good grades.
Good work. Now, there's lots of professions out there that people do that are really very helpful to others. Okay, they do good work. You can think about doctors and nurses. You can think about teachers and firefighters. But you can also think about farmers who do good work to produce crops so that we can eat. You can think about musicians who perform so that we can have joy in our hearts as we listen. There's all kinds of jobs out there where people are challenged to do good work. In fact, anything that we do that helps others would be what God considers good work. And the good work that we're doing, sometimes it goes unnoticed and we don't really know. I read a situation about a nurse who she had lots of patients over the years that she served as a nurse. And one day she was out in town and somebody came up and they saw her and they remembered that she was a nurse when he had to have surgery. And he went up, and the nurse didn't recognize him because she'd had all kinds of patients. But that man told her, thank you. You were the nurse when I was very nervous and anxious right before surgery. And I remember you sat with me, and you encouraged me, and you took care of me after the surgery. And I just want you to know you did good work. And the nurse was very thankful for hearing that. So good work is how we love one another, and good work is what God wants us to do. Okay? Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for these children, and we thank you for the teachings of Scripture that teach us to do good work, to help one another, to serve others in your love. Bless these children in Christ, we pray. Amen. Thanks for coming up. As God put that tree in place for Zacchaeus, there was one thing that I probably should write for that God Winks book, which I haven't put on paper yet, but also an answer to prayer. God one time put a tree in a very specific place for my sake. Do you remember that tree, Bud Beck? We had been building a house, and I built it wrong, and so by the end of the week, the roof that we had installed, we had put up a knee wall, and the knee wall gave way, and so the whole house started to shift. And the only way that I knew how to fix it was we put up props, but then there was a four-arm tree, massive thing, on the other side of the house, and we connected cables and hoist to that and pulled it back into place. God put that tree in the right place to help Eric Christman save that house and save his job and all that kind of good stuff. Let's bow in prayer. Lord God, we do thank you for all that you provide. We thank you for the beauty of the earth. We thank you for the beauty of weather. We thank you for the beauty of the church and the beauty of our homes and the safety that we have when storms come. Lord, you are the grantor of every moment in all of eternity. And we thank you that you promise and that you're real in your promises that you are with us. Lord, we pray that in our time together this morning, Lord, may we honor you. May we honor you with our worship and with our daily lives. We pray that in this time you would increase our wisdom to live for you. Lord, you would help us to be even more obedient to your laws. Lord, we pray that in the wonder of Scripture, you would expand our hopes. And that in our growing knowledge of you, you would equip us to further bear more fruit. Lord, beyond this brief time of worship, we pray that you would strengthen our resolve to be faithful in word and to be faithful in deed, that we would be active in loving others, that we would be your disciples doing good work, work that you create for each of us to do, work that you have given us talents and gifts and abilities to be able to do. We offer our thanks for the company of people in this church who share in the costs and joys of following Christ and the ministry of the church. Lord, we pray for sufficient energy, sufficient wisdom, sufficient grace to live out our faith as your Holy Spirit leads and guides. Lord, keep us thoroughly committed to your ways, especially when we are tempted, towards spiritual waywardness. Lord, remind us of the knowledge of Scripture. Remind us of your call to be your disciple, that we would say no to the spiritual waywardness of the world and say yes continually to you. Lord, on this Father's Day, we thank you that that you are our Heavenly Father. We thank you for your love and your grace. We thank you for the sending of your Son, Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that is constantly with us as we believe and trust in you. Lord, we pray for our earthly fathers. We pray your blessing upon them. Lord, we pray for the list of people on our concerns. We're thankful that Sean Stuckey was in worship this morning and he is healing slowly. We continue to pray for his healing. Lord, we continue to pray for Bud and Tootie as they prepare for the memorial service this coming weekend. We pray for Rod as he continues to go through those appointments. Lord, we pray for Chloe and for her peace and for her healing as she has started radiation treatments another time. We pray for Paulette, who has gone through the grind of treatments. Lord, give her strength, give her hope. We pray for Leah as she continues to go through medical appointments and treatments for her health. Lord, we thank you for the gift of this time. We thank you for the many, many teachings of Jesus. And now we thank you for the ways he's taught us to pray. Pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Scared. Oh, I thought I knew scared. Now I'm so filled with fear. I can hardly move. Doubt. I've had my share of doubt, but never more than right now. I'm wondering, where are you? Here on the edge of fall apart, somehow your promises find my troubled heart. This is the truth I'm standing on. Even when all my strength is gone, you are faithful forever, 'cause I know you'll never let me fall. Right now I'm choosing to believe. Someday soon I'll look back and see all the pain had a purpose. Your plan was perfect all along. This is the truth I'm standing on. Good. I believe you're still good. Even when life's not good, I will not lose this hope that the God who parts the sea. Promises he's gonna make a way for me. Oh, this is the truth I'm standing on. Even when all my strength is gone, you are faithful forever, 'cause I know you'll never let me fall. The pain had a purpose. Your plan was perfect all along. This is the truth I'm standing on. My rock, my shield.